First reading today comes from Isaiah 64, verses 1 to 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Second reading comes from Mark 13, verses 24 to 37. The coming of the Son of Man. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. The lesson of the fig tree. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The necessity for watchfulness. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Teach us wisdom, O God.
As we thanked those people who brought along the bottles of water, well, it was a few years ago now, but we had taken our dear friends from Aylesbury, who were visiting with us, in to see the Christmas pageant. And we got an ideal spot. We were right in front of the Hilton Hotel on that little wall that's there where the, you know, the posh cars drive in. We were right there. And then the people came along from SA Water and gave us these free bottles of drink. Water. It was great. And we were able to go home and they enjoyed it so much we taped what had been on the news that night, episodes of the pageant, made a VHS video for them, and they took it back to show their grandchildren in Aylesbury. This year, we're much more astute. We can go on to the television, watch the whole parade that's been reduced to 1 hour in length and record it straight onto a DVD and post it off. And a few days later, it's in Aylesbury. And my friend that I sent it to wrote back and said, well, that was great, except why did they call it a two-story bus? He's a bus buff, and it's a double-decker bus. It isn't a two-story bus. But there it all was, this wonderful beginning to our celebration of the Christmas season. But what was missing? Jan's telling the story, and we know the story. But in these great parades, as the Norwood parade yesterday in the rain, what's missing? Mark, how does he start? Those of us in Gateways will know all of this, of course, but Mark doesn't start with a wonderful story like Luke and Matthew about a nativity. Mark starts not with stars and angels and trumpets sounding and choirs singing. Mark starts the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then in chapter 13, which is often called the little apocalypse, we have these great dreadful scenes of what's going to happen. What did Isaiah talk about? Isaiah was in the same sort of situation as the Markan community, as they saw the power of the world and their insignificance. At the time of Mark, there was a threat by the synagogue of this new little sect that were following Jesus. They were actually accused of cannibalism. They held what was called the agape meal, and in that meal they celebrated the Passover and began to learn it was a communion service. And there was this word put out that they were actually eating babies. So there was threat. Where do you turn? Isaiah, the same. And it's a wonderful opening. And thank you, Katrina, for such beautiful reading. Oh, that you would rend open the heavens and come down. It's as though God is remote. In that universe that they understood, it was a tiered universe. God at the top, above the canopy, and us down below, and then, of course, Sheol or Hades down below that. So to rend the heavens was to tear open that the dome, to tear open the dome and come down and be with the people. It's what Moses looked at when he said, who will go and set the people free? Oh, that you would rend the heavens, tear it apart and come down. Go fly a kite. Fly a kite to the skies, but don't make it out of lovely paper and lovely flowers and pretty patterns. Put newspaper and let it fly to the heavens so that God might see what's going on in the world. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And what do we get? We get a story about a couple of old people who thought they were past it. And we have John. And we have Jesus. They were real people on the real earth. As we begin this season, this word today is hope. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. What was missing from the pageant? What doesn't Mark tell us in his account of the gospel is what we look forward to, that God does hear, that God is with us.